As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to turn towards the scriptures for today. We're in Romans 8, 1 through 11. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for this opportunity to meet in this place, to hear a word from you, to worship you through song and through word and through a message, through community and through support, through encouragement and through your Holy Spirit. Be with us and speak through me and inspire me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Last week we were in Pentecost, Pentecost story from the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came and shook the foundations of the disciples and moved them forward as a church of Jesus Christ. We have a call to live in that spirit, as people of the Holy Spirit, as people of Pentecost. And so over the next few weeks, the next 4 weeks, we're going to be looking at this concept of the Holy Spirit in ways in which we see it mentioned in different letters from Paul, specifically Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and Galatians, about how the Holy Spirit not only formed the church, but how it impacts the church today. And so we just read in the 8th chapter of Romans, and for the most part in the book of Romans, the concept of the Spirit was only mentioned twice. It hadn't been mentioned a whole lot. However, from the beginning of chapter 8 till the end of the book, it's mentioned over and over again, more than 20 times. As we look at chapter 8, the subtitle in my little Bible here says, "Life in the Spirit." You know, we live in a world which is, from the beginning of time, has been made up of people who have fallen short of living in the ways of God. We live in a world made up of people who can be harsh and hurtful, creating oppression, injustice in the lives of others. When living by the flesh, we can sometimes put our needs above all else. We can quickly turn life into self-centeredness and a life of self-gratifying, often casting fear above assurance, creating worry and frustration and anger and discontentment and eventually death. Sometimes in our humanness and flesh, we, even us in the church, can be part of the problem instead of the solution. We say things and we do things without thinking through the consequences of our actions. Or sometimes we don't say something or do something which strengthens the damage being done. We have a call as the church to a God that has set us free from the law of sin and of death, to be people who set our hearts and our minds on greater things, not things of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Things bigger than the flesh. Things bigger than what we can do on our own, but only accomplished through Christ. The scripture says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Free. Freedom from the bondage of the world. Freedom from the sin and of the death that we are so prone to engage in and that hold us back from life that is truly life. Set on the Spirit that allows us to put God and God's interests above our own. Assurance that we're children of God. Children of God. Know they're more than flesh to this life, but that the Holy Spirit has enriched our lives and made us right with God, and we don't have to live in fear any longer, but the Word of God gives us confidence and direction, and the Spirit gives us strength and wisdom to love like God in the midst of division and polarization and hate. And when we do that, we become closer and closer to God's perfect love. That's the world. That's the world that God desires as we talk about what it would look like for thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. A perfect love filled with the Holy Spirit. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, was a follower of Christ for many years. He finished his studies. He had long ago learned history and philosophy in many languages. He had been an ordained priest, and at the age of 35, he came into contact with missionaries in London, and it was at that time that he first discovered his heart being strangely warmed. The message of God's love had penetrated his mind, and the Holy Spirit affected his heart in such a way that he was a changed person. And that personal experience shaped the remaining two-thirds of his life on earth and the way in which he lived his life and did all that he could to change the world. As he said, the world is my parish. You see, when we're led by the Spirit of God, we know that we're children of God and heirs of the kingdom, and the Spirit gives us an assurance that God died for me and that God died for you, and that we've been adopted into this family, and we have a call to do greater things, Spirit things. Ray Altman, who's going to be the new vitality and new church person in our conference during an opening devotion this week at annual conference, said we're people who aren't to just think about Christ's love or just to feel Christ's love, but we are people who are to share Christ's love with others. I think his exact words were, we aren't just to be a thinkment and think about Christ's love all the time, or a feelment. I think he was making up words, but is what the bishop said. But we are called to be a movement of God, of Christ's love to and around the world. We're a movement of God's love through the Holy Spirit and the way that we act towards others. A movement of greater things in and with the Spirit of God, a movement working to end violence and racism and hate across the world, a movement to be a place where we know we're better together and we need each other, a movement in which we acknowledge that all are made in the image of God and are cared for in such a way. Christ is with us, encouraging us, telling us that we matter, and helping us to confront every obstacle. And the greatest victory we can have over fear and over racism and hate and violence is to walk hand in hand with one another and with Christ. And have the courage to change the things as we stand up for peace and justice for all people with dignity, respect, and love. You might be saying, yeah, JJ. These are great thoughts and ideas. Friends, we can't do it alone. I can't do it, you can't do it by ourselves, but we can do it together, and we can do it through some words that were used throughout conference: clarity, connection, and collaboration. We can do it as we take actions together, and the actions we take, and the time we give, and the money we spend, and allow God to accomplish the works that he has begun in us. In verse 11, it says, if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then God will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Friends, may we live into that freedom that we have in Christ as brothers and sisters. We don't need to wait for eternity to experience life and peace. But may we be filled with the Spirit of God today. And we do that by loving like we have been loved by the example of Jesus and allowing God to transform our lives. The church must be and must stand in hope for all people, all over the world. Regardless of gender, ability, class, race, nationality, or belief, the church must stand in hope and work together with all people with kindness for the life and peace of every person. For that is the Spirit at work. And this is how the world will know that one does not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the ways in which you're at work in our life, how you called us to be a movement of your Spirit in the world, and how we do that so much better together than we can by ourselves. And that's the call and the Spirit that unites us. God, we thank you for your love, your example. God, may these nice thoughts and ideas become a reality, may become the way of this world. God, we love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.